It's Weekend Edition here on your home for the classics and NPR News, 90.1 WABE. I'm Jim Burris. Something happened to me on election night. It's not worthy of a formal story and mostly anecdotal, but I felt it was important to share anyway. I was stationed at the Democratic Watch Party at the Freight Depot downtown, working alongside lots of reporters, producers, photographers. For a second, I took a glimpse up from my laptop screen, and I saw a smiling woman nearby approach.
My name is Hella Huuk. I work for RTL News.
Yeah. RTL is a national TV network in the Netherlands, and Hella needed some help. Because of the limited resources RTL has here in the U.S., we're already assigned to big Republican campaigns. They were scrambling to cover what was starting to look like an Obama win. Hella happened to be in Atlanta on a fellowship with CNN, and her network back in the Netherlands asked her to find Democrats, any Democrats. So she ended up here.
The majority in the Netherlands and other European countries, like Germany, for example, would favor Obama.
Standing with me in a small circle are WABE producer Mike Johns, Hella, and a volunteer from the Democratic Party. While we wait for an official spokesperson, the conversation turns to, what else? The election.
Yes, but for example, have you ever heard of Geert Wilders?
Not exactly. Hella goes on to explain the politician is considered right-wing in Europe despite being a staunch supporter of social programs. That political talk soon shifted to shop talk, as often happens when reporters get together.
I have a question about what's your take of the way media reports this election and this race here in the United States?
Well, we are always amazed how extensively you report.
She said elaborate TV news sets, graphics, for example. But it's what she said next that struck me, and it hasn't left me since.
But we don't really have this media bias discussion that you have in the United States. And I hope that it's not going to come, because that's, in the end, you will have a problem with democracy if people perceive the media as being left or right-wing.
That's a big statement. Just in front of her, a huge screen airs MSNBC. Across town at the Republican gathering, Fox News punctuated the evening. I had to get back to do a live report during our election show, so we parted on that note. But like Alexis de Tocqueville nearly 200 years ago, it took an outsider to really sum it up best. Turns out Hella has a Master of Laws degree and postdoctoral work in journalism. I'm a little curious how her report turned out. But I guarantee that night, I scrutinized all my words just a little bit closer.